Across the country, riders of mass transit are getting bad news in the way of higher fares and scaled back service. In Philadelphia, a combination of cuts in state funding and a whopping operating deficit has officials considering eliminating some bus and rail lines and increasing fares. As if that weren't enough, it is those on the low end of the economic scale that will feel the cutbacks the most. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to Philadelphia for this report.
Like many working mothers, Sandra Hunter spends a good part of her day simply getting from here to there, dropping off her kids, then going to work, and later on reversing the process. But Hunter's travels aren't done behind the wheel of a minivan, but via the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, known locally as SEPTA.
I take the L from 69th Street because I get a ride, you know, to 69th Street. Then I take the L, and then I take the subway to North Philly. And then that's when I take my sons to school. Then I'm back on the same thing, trying to get here. But I go to Borden, Oregon on the sub. Then I catch the 68 bus to get here. So I need something.
Hunter, who turns 37 this month, works loading trucks and sorting packages at the sprawling UPS hub at the Philadelphia International Airport, southwest of downtown. Like many of the plant's 1,400 employees, she had been on public assistance and wants to keep working. UPS prides itself in hiring former welfare recipients. Getting its employees to work is a major concern, says UPS's Larry Mulder as he walks through the plant's array of conveyor belts, warning lights, and buzzers.
A little bit over 25% of our workforce relies on the public transportation. Right now, SEPTA has roughly about 70, a little bit over 70 buses that come down here, and they run every hour.
But UPS, like many Philadelphia area employers, to say nothing of the riders, many of them elderly who depend on the system, are concerned about the transit line's future. Facing a $55 million shortfall, SEPTA is considering drastic service reductions. It's proposed discontinuing 11 bus routes, including one Sandra Hunter relies on to connect to the bus to work, and sharply cutting service on more than a dozen others. SEPTA also proposes to eliminate service on four rail lines and raise fares by 5.5%.
We've run into an economic wall, which a lot of transit agencies have.
Richard Maloney is public affairs director at SEPTA. He says half of its operating budget comes from subsidies, which have been flat for the last several years.
This year, in a kind of a crazy budget season, the state passed a budget including a 6% reduction in state subsidies. Here at SEPTA, that meant an immediate $15 million chunk.
And it's happening all across the country. A survey conducted by the American Public Transportation Association found a third of the largest transit agencies are providing less frequent service, 20% have dropped routes, and 90% have or are considering raising fares. Part of the blame falls on the stagnant economy. Some of it is due to increased security costs after September 11th. Another reason mass transit is targeted, politics. John Pucher is a professor of urban planning and transportation at Rutgers University. He says two-thirds of all bus riders last year were low-income or members of minority groups.
One of the reasons that you have all these budget cutbacks is these very groups who most depend on transit have the least political representation, the least political clout, and if cuts have to be made, they have very little way really to resist those cuts.
In Pennsylvania, for instance, the cities of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are separated by a wide rural swath whose legislators have little interest in what are perceived as largely urban issues, such as mass transit. That spells trouble for the city, says Richard Voith, an economist and former SEPTA board member. Voith directs the Greater Philadelphia Transportation Initiative, which analyzes transportation policy in the Philadelphia area.
Philadelphia is one of the few cities in the U.S. that really has a very nice downtown urban core. There's lots of nice neighborhoods, has lots of neighborhoods that are in dire shape. I think that cutting public transportation is basically just going to push the city, its nice neighborhoods and its neighborhoods on the edge, further off the cliff. And it's not necessary.
Voith says public transit needs a steady source of revenue, something lawmakers have struggled to come up with. He's proposed a vehicle emissions tax, but any idea that taxes those who don't ride mass transit may be a difficult sell. There may be a partial reprieve for Philadelphia's transit woes. Governor Edward Rendell is trying to restore the proposed state budget cuts to SEPTA's budget. But while that would help this year, Philadelphia's transit users are in for a bumpy ride ahead. Brian Naylor, NPR News.